Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Praise the Lord, because he is, amen. He is whatever you need him to be, amen. God is God all by himself, amen. Thank God for being God, and I thank you for his son, Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our announcement, Pastor Darlington, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Use your mic. Use your mic. That's what you're used to. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. It's on. Just push the button up. Okay. Tap it. Amen. There you go. Thank you, Jesus.
Today is September 26th, Jesus' Day. Remember, we would sing a hymn and leave out without talking with him. September 29th is prayer and Bible. Lessons to be announced. Okay. We still have our special announcement. I hope that everyone starts their stretch concentration as we prepare for the whole conversation, spiritual retreat to Crusade 2015. I'm asking all that is able to fast and pray, follow the schedule. The first week until 12 noon, or whatever your lunch period is at work. Second week, fast and pray until 3 p.m. Third week,
go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. 15 and 23. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. Thank God for Reverend Will being here. Amen. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's here. Amen. You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Cleveland, Ohio, LRMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Our phone number is area code 216-538-0432. Amen. Amen. Today is Intergenerational Day and the Eucharist. Amen. And for the topic, I'm going to use, what does the blood do? What does the blood do? Amen. Well, we're going to talk about the natural, and we're going to talk about 20 things that it does spiritually. Amen. I'm going to only deal with one scripture, but I'm going to give it those scriptures for you to read in your hearing when you're at home and those in radio land as we go through and talk about those things. Amen. First of all, I'm going to ask the church mother, she will come on up and have prayer, amen, before we even go any further, amen, amen. You just hand the mic to her. We can go from there, amen. Just get a mic to her, amen. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Lord,
yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
You say it all things to your family.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for the good, thank you for the bad, thank you for all the trials and tribulations.
Yes.
Lord, we know you just control.
Yes, sir.
Control, you don't make this thing.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you the God of all the universe.
Yes, sir.
Everything is in all city.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lord, we know you're moving by your spirit.
Huh? Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Have your way,
Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Your will be done. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For your word.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you,
yes, we love you today. Yes, Lord, yes. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All about you, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Hey, thank you. Wonderful Savior. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, bless the name. Bless the name. Bless the name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, as I stand before you. Hallelujah. And on your anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I stand before you, Lord, hey, move by your spirit, hey, in this place. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as I stand before you, hey, go out into radio land, hey, sing your healing virtue, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody needs to be delivered. Get on your deliverance, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are crying out to you, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on our soul today. Yes, Lord, send your spirit with saying. Somebody needs to be saved. Say, Lord, say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, look on me, Lord. I am your instrument. Say on your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We come before you, Lord. We come before you now. Say, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way. Oh, Lord, my Sunday. Have your way, have your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we'll be careful to give your name praise. We'll be careful, hallelujah, to give you the glory. Hey, we'll be careful, hallelujah, to give you the honor. Hey, because it's all about you. It's not about us, but it's all about you and your will being done. Hey, we're here for no other purpose but to praise you and to win souls for you. Lord, give us what we need to go out into the dying world and win souls for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. Thank God. Amen and amen. As I said, the topic is, what does the blood do? Amen. Now, naturally, and I'm going to quote you what it says. We need to think about this as it relates spiritually too. Blood, in the natural sense, is a special live bodily fluid that supplies essential, not just any old thing, but essential substance and nutrients, such as sugar, oxygen, and hormones to our cells. It also flows to carry out waste away from these cells. This waste is eventually fused out of our body in urine, feces, and even sweat. And in the lungs, it is exchanged out by carbon dioxide. Blood also has clotting agents, amen. Yes, according to www.medicalnewstoday.com, in this article 19600/PHP, amen. I try to give you references from where I come from so you know these are not my words, just did some research, amen. Let's talk about spiritual things. Hey, thank you. I want to talk about 20 things that the blood of Christ does. Amen. Notice how we switch it around. Not your blood, not my blood, not the natural blood, but that the blood of Christ does. Amen. If I'm going to call the scriptures out, but I'm just going to list those things so I can get to the one that I want. Number one, it remits sin. Amen. It remits sin. Amen. You can find that in Matthew 26 and 28 verse. It remits sin. Amen. The second thing it does, it gives life to those who consume it. I'm going to say that again. It gives life to those who consume it. John 6 and 53. John 6 and 53. It causes us to dwell in Christ and he in us. John 6 and 56. It causes us to dwell in Christ. Think about that for a moment. We dwell in him and he in us. The fourth thing about this, it is the means by which Jesus purchased the church. It is the means by which Jesus purchased the church through his blood. Amen. Acts 20 and 28. The fifth thing, it is the means by which Jesus becomes our, you and mine, atonement through faith. It is the means by which Jesus becomes our atonement through F-A-I-T-H, faith. Romans 3 and 25. The sixth thing it does, it justifies us and it saves us from wrath. It justifies us and saves us from wrath. Romans 5 and 9. Now, if you think about that in the sense that when you are in the wrath, but you know, when you're going to get to saved because you got a whooping coming, think about someone's mom or dad comes in and saves you from another person trying to get it right. It justifies. This says the blood, it justifies us and it saves us from wrath. Whose wrath? The wrath of God. Amen? Number seven, it redeems us. It redeems us. In other words, he gives us what? Another chance and another chance and another chance and another chance because of what? Jesus' blood. You'll find that in Ephesians 1 and 7. Then 1 Peter 1, verse 18 through 19. And then lastly, I'll repeat this again, Revelations 5 and 9. That's Ephesians 1 and 7, 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through the 19th, and Revelations 5 and 9. 8, it brings those who were far away. Now think about this statement. It brings those who were far away, you and me, from God near to him. It brings those who were far away from God near to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2 and 13. The ninth thing that it does, it grants us the forgiveness of sins with an S. It grants us the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1 and 14. Thank God for the forgiveness. Amen. The tenth thing that it does, it brings peace and reconciliation to God. It brings peace and reconciliation to God. Colossians 1 and 20. Thank God for that. The 11th thing it does is it obtains eternal redemption for us. It obtains eternal, not just here for a little bit, but eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9 and 12. The 12th thing it does is it cleanses our consciousness from dead works to serve the living God. It cleanses our consciousness from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews 9 and 14. The third thing that it does, it is the means by which we enter the most holy place with boldness. It is the means by which we enter the most holy place with boldness. Hebrews 10 and 19, the most holy place. Amen. Fourth thing it does, it speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Think about that. Abel's blood. It speaks a better word than Abel's blood. Hebrews 12 and 24. And this is what I'm going to come back to. 15. It sanctifies us. The blood of Jesus sanctifies us. So the key scripture is 13, Hebrews 13 and 12. The sixth thing that does, if you pray for me, if the Lord said the same, I won't be before you long if you pray for me. It makes, the sixth thing it does, it makes us complete for every good work. Hebrews 13, 20 through the 21st verse. Hebrews 13, 20 through the 21st verse. 17, it cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1 and 7. See, that's the difference between sins and the main sin. You have to read it. It cleanses us from what? All sin. Hidden. So we think hidden and not hidden, small, big, known and unknown to others, it cleanses us. Amen. All. 18. It bears witness in the earth along with the spirit and the water. Now, the blood of Jesus, what? It bears witness in the earth along with the spirit and the water. 1 John 5 and 8. 1 John 5 and 8. 19. It means Jesus and nobody but washes us. It means Jesus washes us. Amen. Revelations 1 and 5. Revelations 1 and 5. Revelations 7 and 14. I know some of you are happy now to the last thing, last of the 20th. It is the means by which we overcome the accusers of the brethren. It is the means by which we overcome the accusers of the brethren. Revelations 12 and 11. Revelations 12 and 11. And I have to quote my source in case you want to go there. I got it from www.frankvila.org/2012/03/1/ the blood of Jesus. You can go there and find that documentation there, amen. But I want to concentrate on reading the 15th one. It sanctifies us, amen. Yes, we. Yes.
Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate.
Can you say it? Suffered. Outside the gate. Now, on this day where we celebrate the Eucharist, amen, we are reminded of the blood of Jesus, amen. But sometimes I think we take for granted, we don't realize all the things that the blood of Jesus does, amen. Because there's what? There's power in his name, amen. And we want to defeat the enemy, we can do what? We can what? Plead the blood of Jesus. But do we really understand that? It is the blood of Jesus that sanctifies us whole, amen? Because we are supposed to be, you know, they call us sanctified folks. We are supposed to be, you know, holy and separate. We are supposed to be sanctified according to the word of God, amen? But see, it's about, you know, sanctifying ourselves. The only way we can sanctify ourselves is we have direction from the Lord. Amen. I can take you to go and wash yourself 4 or 5 times. That does not make you clean. Amen. I can tell you about reading the word 4 or 5 times, and if you don't adhere to it, does not get you there, amen. But you can go to the throne of grace, and you can go to Jesus, and you begin to tell him all about it and confess your sins. Jesus will come in, and he will sanctify you all. He will take everything in you that's not like him, and he will make you all right, amen. He will take our crimson blood and make it what? Now, that's a miracle. Blood, the color is red, can come in and make something turn white. Now, what a miracle is that, amen? Blood that's red comes in and it turns our stained souls and minds and bodies white, amen? Only the blood of Jesus can do this. Blood of Jesus was the rain that came and made a connection to us. So I want you to understand that we even begin to look at what the blood does naturally. The blood provides what is supplied, essential substance and nutrients that are vital to the cell. If you think about the blood of Jesus, when it comes over us and then it connects us and it washes us and it gives us what it needs, it's giving us the essentials, what we need for our spiritual life. Amen. Because I don't care how much that you have of this working, only God is the one who makes sure that you have what you need. Amen. Because on this natural side, we have things that we put in our body, and then we have to have things that come and act the things that put in the body. But there's nothing like when God made the body beautiful and whole and didn't need any of these things. Amen? But now that we're here on earth, as we begin to go and have miracles and science, we have to make some adaptations. And I thank God, because God gave man wisdom to do these things. But the miracle of the blood that you think about, the spiritual blood that comes in, that one day when we was a wreck, one day when we were a sinner, one day when we had become to the place where God said, enough is enough. You may not have come to the end of your journey, but God may say you have come to the end of what you want to do. Amen. I know that I created you. I have a purpose for you. Now I've been sending you the message. But oh, I thank God I sent my son down there because I wanted him to make a way for you to get back to me. I made a way. Now it's time for you to turn from your wicked ways and seek the blood of Jesus to wash your sins as white as snow. Jesus already paid the cost. He already shed the blood. He shed it for us. He didn't do it in secret. It was a phenomenon that everybody could see, him shedding his blood. Amen? And I dare you today to tap into that blood as we take the Eucharist. I dare you today to go to the throne and ask him to wash you white as snow. I dare you to go today and say, oh, Jesus, I'm standing in need of prayer. Yes, Lord, I need you right now to move by your spirit. Hey, I need your blood to come on in my life. I need your blood to make me whole. Hey, oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes all that we got to do is cry out, and the Lord will fix it, amen? Sometimes you got to get on bended knee and seek the blood of Jesus to come in, amen? But I tell you what, you know when the enemy comes, you know how to cry out? Oh, the blood of Jesus. If you know how to cry out the blood of Jesus when the enemy is raging and he's right there present, why can't you go and call on Jesus and call on the blood of Jesus when you see that you are lacking something? Why can't you call him like you mean him, just as when the enemy is raging? Why do you have to wait till a trial comes? Because soon as it's sure a trial comes, you know how to get down on bended knee. That as sure as a trial comes, you know how to call on Jesus. Because what? You know his answer prayer. But what about the blood? What about the blood? Do you take his blood in? Hey, do you take in his body? Hey, do you ask that when you take in the blood for it to make you whole? Or that you do it as a ritual? That's something that we do because it's part of the Eucharist. Is it a ritual? I'm challenging you today to think about the blood, the juice that we are using to represent the blood that you talk to God, that you talk to Jesus, and say, before I take this blood in, Lord, I want to see the seriousness of the blood of Jesus. I'm coming because, God, you've already made a way for me. You've already sent your son. The son has already shed his blood for me. He's already made a way. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. I'm standing before you because I need some things to be moved out. I need some things to be fused out. I need some new nutrients, spiritual food. I need some new hormones in my body, spiritual life. You don't hear me? When your body's not working right, sometimes hormones go awry, amen? And they had to give you some infusion of new hormones. They'll give you some supplement for your hormones. But I want you to know, let them give you the wrong hormones if everything's all out of whack, amen? Let you ingest the wrong thing that's not conducive to your body, then we have a problem, amen? Let you know that you get to know that you are not in control. God is God all by himself. We need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, you've already made the way. Infuse me with your blood. Infuse me with your son's blood. I need the blood of Jesus today. They come in and cleanse me. Come in and fill me them all. Come in and work the work. I need the blood of Jesus to work a wonder. Oh, Lord, the cross. We need the blood today. Let us not take lightly about the Eucharist. Let us understand what it represents. That juice is not just juice. It's the blood of Jesus. When you take that, think about that Jesus on the cross, his blood dripping down, and his blood is dripping down because of you and me, because a door is being made. If it had not been for the blood, we would have no way back to his Father. Not a chance. We would be lost on our way to hell with no way out. But because of the blood, it still works. The blood of Jesus still has power. The blood of Jesus is still exuding in out here in the atmosphere for you to tap into it. The power of God still works. God is still God all by himself. God is still God. He's still sitting on the throne. I don't care what conditions you see the world in. God is still God all by himself. Nothing can happen in this world or the next unless God allows it to be so. Don't care what you think is going on. You better tap into the power of the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus will keep you. The blood of Jesus will protect you. The blood of Jesus will provide for you. The blood of Jesus will rebuke the enemy. The blood of Jesus will save you. We got to know how to plead the blood of Jesus. When you plead it, you know you got to know that you know you got some power when you say those words. Because if you don't take it seriously, and you're just saying the blood of Jesus, you're not going there with the payment that he gave for you, the way that he gave. Don't take it lightly. Plead the blood of Jesus because it still works. Whatever you need in your life, you know how to take it to the Lord. You know how to plead the blood. So now I need you right now. I need your son's blood in this matter because the blood is what got to take it over. The blood of Jesus is what got to solve it. The blood of Jesus is what got to come into my life, fix me. The blood of Jesus is what got to come on in and solve the unsolvable. The blood of Jesus is what got to come on in and deliver what can't be delivered. The blood of Jesus is what got to come on in and make the body whole. The blood of Jesus is what got to come on in and touch your body, mind, and spirit. It's the blood of Jesus and nothing else. We sing the song, What Can Make Me Whole Again? Yes, but do you believe it? Yes. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So if you're just singing a song and don't believe it, you are losing some of the power that you have. Don't wait till the devil gets you in that bind, because sometimes, you know, we don't do things, and the Lord wants to get to a place that he wants us, and he allows things to happen so that we can get to that place where we can begin to understand who he is, and that all power is in the Son's hands. The Son left the blood of Jesus for us to have a way. So when you're in doubt, you need to go there with the blood, amen? So I'm just saying, at my closure, you have three things. If you look at what the blood of Jesus does, and if you relate that to what the blood does in your body, when you see that blood, I don't know if you ever, somebody ever cut yourself and that blood just comes gushing out, just comes shooting out, amen? Think about that being the blood of Jesus, how it just squirts out all over the world, just everywhere that blood is needed, it just comes out. It's really good. It's not plugged up. It's just out there. All you got to do is tap into it and make it come yours. Amen?
Amen.
So when you are in the presence of evil, you know what to do. Don't run. You got some power. Don't run. You got some power. If it's in there, because you know, as saints of God, we can see the devil when he rises, and you know what to do. And sometimes while you're looking around, the devil is in you. You need to rebuke your own self. You need to ask the Lord to forgive you, because you were the one with the devil. We need to understand this blood works for us, because the devil's job is to keep us from going to the kingdom. He don't care who you are. He don't care what you are. He was just trying to rob, steal, kill, and what? Destroy. He knows what the blood does. He knows that the blood still works. But he knows he can get you all bound up and you can't use it. Then the blood, yeah, he got some power, but you haven't used that power. So now you're caught up because you won't use that power. He knows how to make sure that you feel like the blood never works. But if the blood worked and it saved you, that same blood that saved you, that same blood that delivered you, that same blood that healed you, that same blood that came in and filled you with the Holy Spirit, it still works. That's what I said today. Thank you. All you got to do is tap into it. That's not a plaything. In the service, when you see things going awry, what are you supposed to do? Not talk about it. Or you say, well, you go right then and there where it's going on. You start to plead the blood of Jesus. You start to rebuke it right there. That's what you have some power for. You don't let the devil rule. You've got some power. Use that tool called the blood of Jesus. Use that power that you have. Because it says you should have power after what? You know what to do. The Holy Spirit will relieve to you when it's time to rebuke the enemy, when it's time to call on Jesus, when it's time to plead the blood of Jesus. You know there's different things happening, different times to do different things. Amen? But I tell you what, this is unfolding. Let you get in a car accident, the car get ready to come to you and hit you. And what the first thing that came out? You know how to call them then. You know how to call them in an emergency. What's happening when things are going okay? Why don't you talk to Jesus then? He already shed his blood for you. Why don't you have a conversation then? Because you had a good day. It's only because his father allowed it to be so. You still need to talk to him. You still need to thank him for the blood that's washing over you. Thank him for the blood that's protecting you. You need to have a conversation with God the Father, with his Son that shed his blood. Because as I close, these are just plenty of the things that it does that you can read about